Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem. All my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters. It is a pleasure to be with you once again. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is number 435. So we're going to be in the book of John today, beginning in chapter 16. I suggest that you have your writing materials to write down the references that I will give you. There are quite a few notes, but not as many as in other chapters. I'm probably going to do three chapters today because of the lack of notes. I'm going to do 16 and 17 for sure, but I'm going to try to get into 18. We'll see how the show goes. Let's get into it with verse 1 of chapter 16. He, speaking of Yahshua, was speaking to his taught ones just prior to his murder. He was getting everybody ready. Before that, they were having a little trouble wrapping their minds around the fact that he was going to have to leave them. So let's get into this. Verse 1 of chapter 16 of the book of John. These words I have spoken to you so that you do not stumble. Verse 2, they shall put you out of the congregations. Make note of this, but an hour is coming when everyone who kills you shall think he is rendering service to Elohim. Verse 3, and this they shall do to you because they did not know the Father nor me. Verse 4. churchgoers that kill them. Okay? And if you will remember, all of the disciples were killed. All of them. Without exception, they eventually were all done away with. Okay? Verse 4. But I have said these words to you, that when the hour comes, you remember that I told them to you. And these words I did not say to you at the beginning, for I was with you. Verse 5. But now I go away to him who sent me. Now, he's speaking of the Father Yahweh. Okay, he's going to have to leave. Continuing on, verse 5. And not one of you asked me, where are you going? Verse 6. But because I have said these words to you, grief has filled your heart. Verse 7. But I say the truth to you. It is better for you that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper, with a capital H, the Helper shall not come to you at all, but if I go, I shall send him to you. Now he's speaking of the Holy Spirit right there. That's what he's talking about, the Holy Spirit. Verse 8, and to reference verse 8, 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 20. That's 2 Chronicles 24, 20. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 30, that's Nehemiah 9, verse 30. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, Ezekiel 36, verse 27. Micah chapter 3, verse 8, chapter 3, verse 8 of Micah. And the book of Acts, chapter 28, verses 25 through 27. That's Acts 28, 25 through 27. Verse 8 here. And having come, he shall convict the world concerning sin. Now the world, again, is the order of arrangement, not the one that Yahweh established. He's talking about the current order of arrangement that is Satan's order of arrangement. He's going to prove them wrong or confute concerning sin and concerning righteousness and concerning judgment. Verse 9, and this holds true today, concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Many don't believe in Yeshua. Verse 10, concerning righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Verse 11, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world, or this order of arrangement, is judged. He's talking about the devil, the prince and power of the air that we see evident in all the works of the evil ones today. And you can reference Luke chapter 4, verse 6 on that. Luke 4, 6, verse 12. I still have many words to say to you, but you are not able to bear them now. They weren't strong enough to hear everything that he had to say. Okay, verse 13. And you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 11. That's Wisdom 9, verse 11, for verse 13. But when he comes, the Spirit of Truth, okay, he shall guide you into all the truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but whatever he hears he shall speak, and he shall announce to you what is to come. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us today and tells those that are called what to say. Direct voice, I guess, from the Father. A different manifestation than it was at Pentecost, but it is here and guides us. That's what your conscience is. It convicts you. You know when you're doing wrong. That's the Holy Spirit working on you. Verse 14. He shall esteem me, for he shall take of what is mine and announce it to you. Okay, the words of Yeshua. You're going to hear them. You're going to hear them in your heart, too. And that's very powerful. Verse 15. All that the Father has is mine. That is why I said that he takes from what is mine and announces it to you. Verse 16, and here he's telling them again. A little while, and you do not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me. He's going to be back. Okay. Verse 17. Therefore, some of his taught ones said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you do not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me. And because I am going to the Father. Verse 18. Pardon me, just a second. I've got a little cough here, just a second. Okay. Verse 18. So they said, what is this that he says? A little while. We do not know what he is saying. Verse 19. Yeshua therefore knew that they were wishing to ask him, and he said to them, are you asking one another about what I said? A little while, and you do not see me, and a little while, and you shall see me. Verse 20, truly, truly, I say to you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Okay, that's the order of arrangement run by Satan. They'll be very happy to see Yeshua killed. They are today. They haven't changed. The rest of verse 20, and you shall be grieved, but your grief shall become joy. Because they're going to see him rise from the dead in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And the order of arrangement, the evil order, was very glad. They thought he was done when they put him to death on that stake at Calvary. But he didn't stay dead, and he conquered death, and he conquered the devil, and he's going to come back. And that's when, basically, all hell is going to break loose when he returns, because it's not going to be a bake sale and kumbaya, a warm and fuzzy, touchy-feel. It's going to be with wrath. So that's why we try to get our brothers and sisters to repent and come back to Yeshua, because wrath is getting close. You can see all the signs if you want to see them. If you don't want to see anything and you want to deliberately be blind, then you're going to deliberately be blind, and it's not going to do you a bit of good to listen to all of this. Because if you don't want to believe and you're going to harden your heart, that is on you. That's a conscious choice that the listener must make. And the giver of the word cannot control that. That has to be, pardon me, free will choice. Has to be free will. Can't force you to accept Yeshua as Messiah. Verse 21. The woman has grief when she is in labor, because her hour has come. There's birth pangs, okay? But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the affliction for joy that a man was born into the world. Verse 22. And you, therefore, have grief now, but I shall see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and no one takes your joy away from you. In other words, they're going to get to see him again when he rises. Wow. But they don't understand that right just then. Okay. Verse 23. And in that day, you shall ask me none at all. Truly, truly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he shall give you. Verse 24. Until now you have asked naught or nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, in order that your joy might be complete. Verse 25. These words I have spoken to you in figures of speech. But an hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but I shall declare the Father plainly to you. Verse 26. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father on your behalf. Verse 27. For the Father himself does love you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from Elohim. They were the ones that were called. He loved them. Yahweh loved them. Verse 28. This clears things up. Verse 28. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. That's the order of arrangement. Okay? That's the order of arrangement. That's not the physical planet. That's the order of arrangement that he's speaking of there. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Verse 29. His taught once said to him, "See, now you are speaking plainly and not using figures of speech." Verse 30, "Now we know that you know all and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from Elohim." Verse 31, "Yeshua answered them, 'Do you now believe?'" Verse 32, "See, an hour is coming, and has now come, that you are scattered, each to his own, and leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Verse 33, "These words I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world," in other words, in this world, in this order of arrangement that's perverted by the devil, "you have pressure. But take courage. I have overcome the world." In other words, Satan's order of arrangement. He's going to defeat it. He's going to allow himself to be killed. And then he's going to take up his life again, thus defeating death itself. And this gives us, as he is the first fruits of the resurrection, it tells that we will be resurrected, that are faithful and true and believe in him. So that's a miracle in and of itself. Now that ends chapter 16. Here's verse 1 of chapter 17. Yeshua said these words and lifted up his eyes to the heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Esteem your son so that your son also might esteem you." In other words, show Yahweh's power by rising from the dead. Okay. Verse 2. "As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give everlasting life to all whom you have given him." And we are his. If we are part of his remnant, we have been given to Yeshua. And if we are faithful and we keep this faith that we have, even in this world's adversity, we will have that everlasting life that he promised. Verse 3 of chapter 17, "And this is everlasting life, that they should know you, the only true Elohim, and Yeshua Messiah, whom you have sent." We know Yahweh as the only true Elohim. All these others, Allah and Buddha and all the rest of that nonsense, they're fake. And for verse 3, reference Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 15, verse 3. Wisdom 15, verse 3. Verse 4, he's still speaking to the Father. "I have esteemed you on the earth." Now that's Tebel, that's the actual earth. "Having accomplished the work you have given me that I should do." He brought the word. He's about to let himself be sacrificed and complete that. That's the work he was sent to do. Then he's going to rise again as the first fruits of resurrection and give us eternal life and redemption that the blood of bulls and goats could never give us. Okay. verse 5, and now esteem me with yourself, Father, with the esteem which I had with you before the world was. Before the world was, he was. Right there, just he was even before this world was created. Verse 6, and you can reference Psalm 138, verse 2. Psalm 138, verse 2, for verse 6. I have revealed your name, that's Yahweh, to the men whom you gave me out of the world, the ones that were pulled out of the order of arrangement. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have guarded your word. They were obedient. Okay, that's the key. Obedience, not just to say, oh, I believe. Well, the devils believe and they tremble, but to actually believe and do the word. That's what he wants of us today. Don't just give it lip service. That doesn't get it. You have to actually do it and live it to the very best of your ability. Now, we know that nobody's perfect except Yahshua, okay? But he wants a conscious effort on our part. Okay, verse 8 of chapter 17. No, verse 7. Pardon me, I misread. Verse 7. Now they have come to know that all you gave to me is from you. They know that all the power that Yahshua had on this world is from the Father. Verse 8. Because the words which you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and have truly known that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. That's a massive statement in itself, to believe that this was not just a man, that he came forth from the Father. Verse 9, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. That's that order of arrangement again. But for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Because the world he was living in is like today. It's not the world Yahweh designed. It's been perverted. So he doesn't pray for this world, this order of arrangement we're living in now with the Babylonian rules. That's all going to be destroyed soon. Verse 10, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been esteemed in them. They glorified Yahshua by their belief. Verse 11, and I am no more in the world. In other words, he's getting ready to leave. Okay? But these are in the world. They're stuck in that order of arrangement with all its problems. And I come to you. He's going home. Set apart, Father. Guard them in your name, which you have given me, so that they might be one as we are. Okay. As we are. Verse 12. And you can reference Psalm 41, verse 9. Psalm 41, verse 9. Second Esdras, chapter 2, verse 26. Second Esdras 2, 26. And the book of John, chapter 13, verse 18. That's John 13, 18, for verse 12. When I was with them in the world, I was guarding them in your name, which you have given me. His name is Yahshua, okay? Not Jesus, Yahshua. Yahweh is salvation. Well, who is our Savior? Yahweh, okay? And I watched over them, and not one of them perished except the son of destruction. That's Yaudas Ishkariot. That the scripture might be filled or fulfilled, finished, completed, okay? Verse 13. And now I come to you, and I speak these words in the world, that's here in this order of arrangement, so that they have my joy completed in them. They heard it right then. Verse 14, I have given them your word, the word, the way, the how-to live your life. And the world hated them because they are not of the world as I am not of the world. He's not of this world's arrangement that's run by Satan. He's of the divine order of arrangement. And that's coming back. It was disrupted in the Garden of Eden, when Satan finally seduced Eve and sin came into the world, well, when Yahshua comes back, he's going to be the second Adam, and sin's going to go out of the world, and then it will be Yahweh's order of arrangement once again instead of Satan's. That's what's going on here. Well, it's going on today, too. Verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the wicked one. Preserve them from the devil. Okay. Give them protection as we pray for protection today, brothers and sisters. Verse 16, they are not of the world as I am not of the world. The world is so deceptive here. You have to read, they are not of the order of arrangement that exists now, as I am not of the order of arrangement that exists now. But they use the word world. But if you look up the word world, it's order of arrangement. And I can't stress that enough. Verse 17, reference Psalm 119, Psalm 119, verses 142, 151, and 160. That's Psalm 119, verses 142, 151, and 160. For verse 17, set them apart in your truth. Your word is truth. The scriptures that we study and read, that's the truth, and that's why they're hated by the devil's children. today. They can't stand that we're teaching the true word. They want you to go to these false churches and listen to their garbage. And worship the Jewish Jesus. Verse 18. As you sent me into the world, that's the order of arrangement, I also sent them into the world. He sent them out as disciples and emissaries. Verse 19. And for them I set myself apart, so that they too might be set apart in truth. They went out and they preached and preached and preached until they were killed. Verse 20. And I do not pray for these alone. I don't pray for these alone. All right, and here it comes, but also for those believing in me through their word. That's us, okay? That's us. We believe, if we're true believers in these words, Yeshua has prayed for us and prays for us still in front of the Father. Okay? To give us strength to deal with this order of arrangement known as the world. So we can fight it and overcome it. Okay? Verse 21. So that they all might be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so that they too might be one in us. They too, that's us, might be one in us. Is that marvelous? Continuing on, so that the world might believe that you have sent me. The order of arrangement would be shooken up, have its eyes opened, and be defeated by Yeshua, so that the kingdom, which is Yahweh's order of arrangement, would be ushered in again. Okay, that's what he's talking about here. Getting rid of the devil's order of arrangement in utter defeat, which is coming, and bringing back the kingdom of Yahweh and setting things aright. Verse 22. And the esteem which you gave me, I have given them, so that they might be one as we are one. Verse 23. I in them, and you in me, so that they might be perfected into one, so that the world knows that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. That's the love that Yahweh has for us, brothers and sisters of the remnant. And those that are not of the remnant don't have that. Those that deny, those that curse, those that don't believe, you're toast. Deal with it. You'll live your little life here, and when that ends, that's all for you. Verse 24, Father, I desire that those whom you have given me might be with me where I am, so that they see my esteem which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. And that could be the order of arrangement or the physical planet. Before creation. Okay. Verse 25. O righteous Father, indeed the world did not know you, but I knew you, and these knew that you sent me. The order of arrangement is the devil's order of arrangement. And of course it denies Yahweh, because the devil wants to be God, and he can never make it. He's inferior. He's just a fallen angel. Verse 26. And you can reference Psalm 22, verse 22. That's Psalm 22:22. And the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 12. That's Hebrews 2, verse 12. Verse 26, and I have made your name known to them. Okay. And shall make it known, so that the love with which you loved me might be in them, and I in them. We become one with the Christ. That is absolutely marvelous. And that ends chapter 17. Now here we have verse 18. It's got 40 verses. I'm going to try to get through. If I don't, I'll mark the spot and we'll take it up on the next show. But I've got almost 20 minutes here. I should be able to get this. Chapter 18 of the book of John, verse 1. Having said these words, Yeshua went out with his taught ones beyond the Kidron torrent, where there was a garden. That's Gethsemane. Into which he and his taught ones entered. This is where the betrayal occurs. And Yehuda, that's Judas Iscariot, who delivered him up, also knew the place, because Yeshua often met there with his taught ones. Verse 3. Yehuda then, having received the company, that's the temple soldiers, and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Verse 4. Yeshua then, knowing all that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, whom do you seek? Verse 5. They answered him, Yeshua of Nazareth. Yeshua said to them, I am. And Yehuda, who delivered him up, was also standing with them. Verse 6. When, therefore, he said to them, I am, they drew back and fell to the ground. His very presence did that. Verse 7, once more he asked them, whom do you seek? And they said, Yeshua of Nazareth. Yeshua of Nazareth. Verse 8, Yeshua answered, I said to you that I am. If then you seek me, allow these to go. In other words, his disciples, the 11 true ones, verse 9, in order that the word might be filled which he spoke, of those whom you have given me, I have lost none. Okay, none of those would be harmed at that time. They would all be killed later, as they're still killing people that teach the word today. Okay. Verse 10. Then Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. And the servant's name was Melech. Verse 11. And for verse 11, you can reference Matthew 26, verse 39. Matthew 26, 39. Mark 14, verse 36. That's Mark 14, 36. And Luke 22, verse 42. That's Luke 22, 42. Verse 11. Then Yeshua said to Kepha, "Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup of which my Father has given me?" In other words, if I don't do this, nobody's going to get redeemed. That's what he meant. Verse 12. Then the company and the commander and the officers of the Yehudim seized Yeshua and bound him. Of the Judahites, this would be the officers of the Jews. Okay, that would be a better read right there. But the Judeans, because the word Jew isn't in the Bible; it was put in later. Verse 13, and they led him away to Hanan first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiapha, who was the high priest that year. Verse 14, reference John chapter 11, verses 49 and 50. That's John 11, 49 and 50. Verse 14, now Caiapha was the one who gave counsel to the Yehudim that it was better that one man should die for the people. Verse 15, and Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter, followed Yeshua with another taught one, and that taught one was known to the high priest, and went with Yeshua into the courtyard of the high priest. Verse 16. But Kepha was standing outside at the door, so the other taught one, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door and brought Kepha in. And remember, he had said before the cock crows, "You're going to deny me three times." Well, here we are. Verse 17. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Kepha, "Are you also one of this man's taught ones?" And he said, "I am not." That's the first time. Verse 18, and the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there because it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Kepha was standing with them and warming himself. Verse 19, then the high priest asked Yeshua about his taught ones and his teaching. Verse 20, Yeshua answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the congregation and in the set-apart place where the Yehudim always meet, and I spoke no word in secret." Verse 21, "Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. See, they know what I said." Verse 22, and when he had said this, one of the officers who stood by slapped Yeshua in the face, saying, "Do you answer the high priest this way?" Now, he was an officer of the temple under the sway of the Edomite priests, okay? He was one of their boys. Verse 23. Yeshua answered him, "If I have spoken evilly, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Verse 24. Then Hanan sent him bound to the high priest Caiaphas. Verse 25, and Shimon Kepha, that's Simon Peter again, was standing and warming himself. Then they said to him, "Are you also one of his taught ones?" He denied it and said, "I am not." That's the second time. Verse 26, one of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the one whose ear Kepha cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Verse 27. Then Kepha again denied it, and immediately a cock crowed. That's the third time. He was told. Verse 28. Then they led Yeshua from Caiaphas to the palace, and it was early. And they themselves did not go into the palace, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Pesach. That's the Passover. Verse 29. Pilate, therefore, came out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" Verse 30. They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Verse 31, reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 10. 3 Maccabees 7, 10. Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." The Yehudim said to him, or the Judahites, or the Jews, "It is not right for us to put anyone to death." Verse 32. Reference John 3, verse 14, and John 12, verse 32. That's 3, 14, and 12, 32. "In order that the word of Yeshua might be filled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he was about to die." Verse 33. Then Pilate went back into the palace and called Yeshua and said to him, "Are you the sovereign of the Yehudim, of the Judahites, the people of Judah?" Verse 34. Yeshua answered him, "Do you say this from yourself, or did others talk to you about me?" Verse 35. Pilate answered, "Am I a Yehudi?" That means a Judahite. "Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What did you do?" Verse 36. Yeshua answered, "My reign is not of this world," this order of arrangement. Okay? "If my reign were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Yehudim, but now my reign is not from here." It's heavenly, okay? And when he comes back, then we're going to fight. You understand that? Then we'll fight. Verse 37. Then Pilate said to him, "You are a sovereign then?" Yeshua answered, "You say it, because I am a sovereign. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Everyone who is of the truth, that's us, those that believe, hear his voice. And those that are not of the truth, they don't hear him. Verse 38, Pilate said to him, "What is the truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Yehudim and said to them, "I find no guilt in him." Verse 39, "But you have a habit that I shall release someone to you at the Pesach," the Passover, okay. "Do you wish then that I release to you the sovereign of the Yehudim?" Verse 40, "Then they all shouted again," that's fixed crowd, okay, this is a stacked deck crowd, like the audience on the Jerry Springer show, okay. Verse 40, "Then they all shouted again, saying, 'Not this one, but Barabba.' And Barabba was a robber." Okay, that ends chapter 18 and the read for today. We're going to get in to chapter 19 of the book of John on the next show. It has been a pleasure reading this to you. This is the setup for the murder that they would commit against Yeshua, and we're going to go through the whole thing. We're probably going to do 19, 20, and 21 and finish the book of John on the next show, but we're going to have to stop right here for today. Thank you for joining me. May Yahweh bless and keep you. It is always a pleasure. See you on the next show.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.